كل الطعام, all foods, كان حلا لبني إسرائيل. They were lawful to the children of Israel. كل الطعام. الطعام is from the root letters طاع, عين, ميم. And طعام is ما يطعم, that which is edible, that which is eaten, that which is consumed. And it includes أكل, meaning it includes solids, and it also includes شراب, drink. Okay? طعام is food, whether it is in solid form or liquid form. However, when the word ta'am comes with the word sharab, when the word ta'am comes with sharab, then ta'am refers to solid and sharab refers to liquid. Earlier in Surah Al-Baqarah we learned, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَطْعَمْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. Whoever does not يَطْعَمْهُ, يَطْعَمْهُ what? The water. So كُلُّ الطَّعَام, all the food, whether it was something solid or something liquid, كان حلا لبني إسرائيل. It was permissible, it was lawful for Bani Israel, meaning for their consumption, for eating. What does it mean by كل الطعام, all food? All food has been understood in two ways. First of all, it has been said that it means anything that is edible. Whether it is of the nabat, meaning whether it is a plant, or it is of the haywan, or it is an animal, anything that people could eat, it was permissible for the Bani Israel at the beginning. Okay? Like for instance, for us, certain animals are not permissible. Even if there is a cow or a goat, and if it hasn't been slaughtered correctly, we can't eat it. Right? Similarly, if a particular fruit has been turned into alcohol, we can't drink that. But كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل. All of the foods, they were permissible for the Bani Israel at the beginning. Others say that no, كل الطعام doesn't mean all foods, but what it means is all of those foods that are considered halal in the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So basically, whatever that is permissible for us to eat today was also permissible for the Bani Israel to eat at the beginning. Which includes, what does it include? Plants, animals, right? As long as they have been slaughtered correctly, properly. Certain animals that are not permissible. So, كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل. إلا, except, ما حرم إسرائيل, except for that which Israel had made unlawful على نفسه, upon himself. So everything was lawful for the Bani Israel, except for those foods which Israel had made unlawful upon himself. Who is Israel? Ya'qub alayhi salam. Remember, that was the laqab of Ya'qub alayhi salam, and he was given that title by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the foods were permissible except for those foods that Israel had made unlawful upon himself. Why had he made unlawful? What had he made unlawful? We don't know. We don't know exactly as to what he had made unlawful. But we learn from Israeli traditions. And remember, with regards to the Israeliyat, that we don't confirm them as 100% accurate, nor do we deny them. But the Prophet ﷺ said, وَحَدِّثُ عَنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, that narrate from them, but rather do not confirm, nor should you deny. So we learn from Israeli traditions that Ya'qub alayhi salam, he had a particular illness. And he made a vow that if he was cured from that illness, he would give up his favorite food. Because لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. And what was the food that he loved most? Some say that it was camel meat and camel milk. Camel meat and camel milk. That's what he loved most. So he had made a vow that if he was cured of that illness, he would give up that food. So he made that food haram upon himself. And it was his personal choice. It was his personal choice. And it was not necessary for the Bani Israel to follow him in that. However, because the ummah does the ittiba' of the Prophet, what happens? The people, they begin to follow the Prophet. Which is why we learn that when the Prophet ﷺ made honey unlawful upon himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لِمَ تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Because other people, in their love for the Prophet, in their ittiba' of the Prophet, they would go on to making that which is tayyib haram upon themselves. So there were some foods that Yaqub alayhi salam had made unlawful upon himself because of a certain reason. And from the Israeli tradition, we learned this. However, we don't know if this is actually the case. But there were some foods that he had made unlawful upon himself. And when did he make those foods unlawful? Min qabli, from before, an tunazzala at-Tawrah, before the Torah was revealed. Who was the Torah revealed upon? Musa alayhi salam. When? Much after Yaqub alayhi salam. Remember, Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons. One of them was Yusuf alayhi salam, who ended up in Egypt. And then all of them, including Yaqub alayhi salam, came to Egypt. And eventually, their descendants, they were enslaved by Fir'aun. Correct? And then Musa alayhi salam was sent to free the Bani Israel. And then once they were freed, then what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the Torah. And what did the Torah contain? Laws. The Torah contained laws for the Bani Israel, including what was halal and what was haram. So Yaqub alayhi salam, yes, he had made some foods unlawful upon himself, but it was not obligatory upon the Bani Israel to follow him in that. And even after that, what happened? Musa alayhi salam came, he brought the Sharia, and from that Sharia, the people knew as to what was lawful and what was not. But the Bani Israel of the time of the Prophet ﷺ, they came up to him and they said that you say that you are the follower of Ibrahim. And Yaqub ﷺ was in the creed of Ibrahim ﷺ as well. You say that you believe in all of the prophets. In the recent verses, what did we learn? That say that we believe in Allah and we believe in all of the prophets. Whatever that was revealed in, all of the prophets. So if you claim to be a believer of the prophets, if you claim to be one of the prophets, then how come your laws are different from the laws that the previous messengers brought? Especially with regards to eating. But Allah says over here that all of the foods were permissible, especially those foods that are permissible in the Sharia of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And camel meat, camel milk, or other foods that are unlawful upon the Bani Israel, they were made unlawful later on. They were made unlawful later on. And the Torah came, and what happened? The Torah told the people the law. قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَةِ, say, bring the Torah, فَتْلُوهَا, and then recite it, إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you were truthful. We see that the Bani Israel objected to the Prophet ﷺ that if you are on the religion of the prophets, then how come your Sharia, your law, is different from their law? Remember, what we believe is that all of the prophets brought the same message, correct? But the Sharia was different. What is a Sharia? The law, right? The laws. How to obey Allah. For instance, the way we pray Salah, the people before us, they pray differently. The way we fast, the people before us, they kept fasts differently. The laws of marriage are different for us compared to the laws of marriage at the beginning of the human beings. At the time of Adam alayhi salam, marriage between siblings was permissible. Why? Because there was hardly any population, right? But later on, the law was changed. So they objected that how come if you say that you're on the same religion, from the same creed, your law is different from the law of the previous messengers? How come? So basically we see that the Bani Israel, the Yahud, they denied the concept of Naskh. What does Naskh mean? Abrogation. They denied the concept of Naskh. And they said that it's not possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would abrogate a command. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a command to one people, and then with the next messenger, He would change that command. He would change that law. Because for them, Naskh meant that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is abrogating His law, then that means that He was unaware before. He was unaware before. Allah was unaware before, and later on when He realized, when He learned of something, then He changed the law. Whereas the fact is that there is hikmah behind Naskh. There is hikmah, as we discussed earlier in Surah Al-Baqarah, that people take time to change. And the needs of different places, different times, are different. And according to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave laws to the people. So the Bani Israel said that no, because you say that such and such is halal or such and such is haram, and it contradicts our Sharia, therefore you are a liar, you're not a true prophet. And this is also the reason why they denied Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam, when he came, why did he come? What did he say? وَلِأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمْ, and to make lawful for you some of what was forbidden to you. So when Isa alayhi salam also brought Nasr to the law, they denied him. They rejected him, saying that no, law is eternal. And this is also the reason as to why they denied the Prophet ﷺ. But what does Allah say? That كُلُّ طَعَامُ كَانَ حِلَّ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, all food was lawful for the Bani Israel, and only Yaqub ﷺ had made some food unlawful for himself, and the Torah was revealed afterwards, giving the commands. So if you look at it, there is nasr in your tradition as well, in your ummah as well. At the beginning, you had a different law. Later on, Yaqub alayhi salam, he made some foods unlawful upon himself, you had a different law. Then the Torah was revealed, and then you had a different law. So how can you say that if Isa alayhi salam brought new law, he's a liar? Or if Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam brought a new law, he's a liar? No, they're not lying. The law is from Allah. And because Allah knows you, He gives you different commands depending on the situation and depending on the circumstances and times. So over here, the Bani Israel are being refuted. And they're told, فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَةِ, bring the Torah and recite it yourself. Bring the Torah and recite it. For what? For what purpose? To find the evidence that camel meat and camel milk is forbidden upon you. Find the evidence from the Torah itself, and you will not find it. فَتْلُوهَا, recite it for yourself, so that you are sure. And see if what I'm saying is correct with regards to everything being permissible at the beginning. So فَتْلُوهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ, if you're truthful in your claim that there is no nasr, there is no abrogation, read your book and you will know for yourself that there has been change in the law from the very beginning. Adam a.s. had a different law. Ibrahim a.s. had a different law. Yaqub a.s. a different law. Musa a.s. different law. Isa a.s. different law. And therefore Muhammad s.a.w. also a different law. Because times have changed. Times have changed. And with the change of time, with the change of circumstances, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave new law. But now today we cannot say that because it's been 1400 years, times have changed, we will change the law. No. The Sharia that was given to the Prophet ﷺ, the Qur'an, it is eternal. The Qur'an is the kalam of Allah. And it is eternal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has promised the preservation of the Qur'an. So it is eternal. Therefore, the law in the Qur'an is also eternal. فَمَنْ افْتَرَى, then whoever fabricated. افْتَرَى is from the root letters فَا رَى يَا. And افْتِرَى is to make up something, to invent something. And generally it is to fabricate something, meaning to make up something that is false. It is not to create something that is beneficial. It is not to write a good article. No. It is to fabricate something which has no basis, which is false. So whoever fabricated عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِ, upon Allah the lie, which lie? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the same law at all times. مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ, after that. After what? After it has been established that in different times Allah gave different laws. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, then indeed it is such people who are the wrongdoers. Who? Those people who lie against Allah. Those people who say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the same law at every time, in all the generations, to all of the prophets. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, that such people are wrongdoers. Why are they ظالمون? Because ظلم is to place something where it doesn't belong. And if you're fabricating a lie against Allah, what is it? You're putting something in the Qur'an, you're putting something in the book of Allah, and it doesn't actually belong there. You're ascribing something, you're associating something to Allah, and it's not actually His statement, it's not actually His word. So whoever does that, indeed he is a wrongdoer. قُلْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ, say that Allah has spoken the truth. With regards to what? With regards to what? With regards to the fact that كُلُّ الطَّعَامِ كَانَ حِلَّ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, that all of the foods were permissible at the beginning for the Bani Israel. Say that Allah has spoken the truth. Elsewhere in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, ayah 122, we learn, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. And who is more truthful than Allah in statement? In Surah An-Nisa, ayah 87, we learn, وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. And who is more truthful than Allah in statement? So if Allah is telling you something, it is the most accurate. If Allah is telling you this, then it is the most accurate. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. Then what should you do? Follow the way of Ibrahim. Follow the way of Ibrahim. And this way was the way on which the Prophet ﷺ was. This was the way that the Prophet ﷺ was also teaching. فَاتَّبِعُوا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. The things that were halal in the religion of Ibrahim alayhi salam were also halal for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So follow the creed of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What was his creed? Who was he? He was Hanifan. One who is focused on what? On what? On the commands of Allah. And if anything comes, he doesn't swerve. He doesn't bend towards that. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And he was not of those people who do shirk. In Surah An-Nahl, ayah 123, we learn, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Then we reveal to you, O Prophet ﷺ, to follow the religion of Ibrahim, inclining toward truth, and he was not of those who associate with Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ was commanded to follow the way of Ibrahim, and therefore, the same applies to us as well. The same applies to us as well. We are also to follow the way of Ibrahim. And what was the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam? The way of submission to Allah. That whatever my Rabb says, I will do it. Even if it's against my wishes. Even if it's something that I don't like. For the Bani Israel, what was the problem? They wouldn't submit, they wouldn't accept. Why? Because they disliked the commands of Allah. And every now and then they would come with different objections. And this is one objection that they came up with. That if you say you're in the religion of Ibrahim, then how come your Sharia is different from his Sharia? How come your Sharia is different from the Sharia of Yaqub alayhi salam? So they came up with different objections. Over here we're told, follow the way of Ibrahim, the way of submission to Allah, the way of being Hanif, the way of focusing on obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recitation?
كل الطعام كان حلا لبني إسرائيل إلا ما حرم إسرائيل على نفسه من قبل أن تنزل التوراة قل فأتوا بالتوراة فاتلوها إن كنتم صادقين فمن افترى على الله الكذب من بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الظالمون قل صدق الله فاتبعوا ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين.
This part of the ayah, فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَاتِ فَاتْلُوهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. This gives us a very beautiful lesson. Many times people argue about the deen. People argue about the religion. They object to the religion. They say many, many things which don't make any sense. And you try to answer them. You try to make them understand. But they don't get it. What should you do? Make them open the Quran. Make them open the Quran. And make them read it. Make them read it. And then they will accept it. Because you can deny the word of a human being, but how can you deny the word of Allah? Especially if you're a Muslim. You know, Muslims, this thing definitely is there that, you know, they love the Quran, they respect the Quran. And if it's from the Quran, people will accept it. I remember once this person that I know, she had some conflict with a friend and they couldn't resolve it. And eventually she said, I want you to open up this surah, this ayah, and read it. And when they read it, that is when the conflict was completely resolved. So sometimes we can say all we want, but the other person will not accept. But if we make them open the book themselves, read it yourself so that you are sure. You yourself have yaqeen that I'm not telling you this. This is the statement of Allah. فَأْتُوا بِالتَّوْرَةِ فَتْلُوهَا. You yourself read it. I'm not going to read it to you. You read it yourself. And sometimes we can even do this with our children. Make them open the Quran and make them read it. Make them read it themselves so that they have certainty.